We are in the midst of a series called Summer in the Psalms, and what we're doing is we're just looking at what the Psalms are and what they mean and how we can use them as a resource to grow closer in our relationship with the Lord, because we are apprentices of Jesus. Here at Pine Lake, if we have given our lives and surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ, we are apprenticing our lives after Jesus. And we say this every week as a reminder of what our rhythms of disciples and apprentices are. There are three ways that our paradigms, that our lives are revolve around. Being with Jesus, becoming like Jesus, and doing what Jesus did. And this morning, one of the things that we've been talking about all year is this idea of becoming like Jesus. And in Psalm 91, it is this idea about dwelling within the Lord. And one of the things that has marked my own life in dwelling with the Lord, as pastors, we have this interesting process called the call process. It means that we go through a season of discernment of where God is calling us from and where God is calling us to. And in this season, we ask this question: God, what are you doing in our lives, and what are you doing in the church that you might be calling us to? And for a lot of us as pastors, and I'm going to speak for myself, this is a time where us as a family, me and my wife, are dwelling with the Holy Spirit. We are praying, we are discerning, we are asking, Lord God, show us the way. We are in desperate need of knowing what you are doing in and through us, because it's not just like any other job where we apply for a job. It is a discernment of the church and a discernment of the pastor, if this is the Lord's will. And so we are dwelling, and you would think that that intense dwelling in one another would translate into the season and the ministry life that exists for pastors. But I'm going to speak for myself, is that oftentimes when God is done calling us in that season of transition, I look at Jesus and I'm like, I got it from here. Honestly, that there's so much part of the tendency in my life and the tendency to say, God, you have prepared us. We've gone to school. We have been in churches. We have served, and that we know enough. Lord, we got it. We'll come back to you if we need you. But in Psalm 91, it is a different conversation. It's a different conversation of what it looks like to be in an intimate relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Spirit. It is a deep calling to dwell. And dwelling develops daily dependence. That we are called not to just dwell in the Lord in the serious matters, but dwell with the Lord in the everyday. So would you turn to Psalm 91? We're in this text today. I would encourage you, if you have your Bibles, either digitally or physically, to look at it, as we're going to read the whole thing, but we're going to focus it on a few verses today. So this is Psalm 91. It says this: whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousands may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, you will make the Most High your dwelling. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Would you join me in prayer as we quiet our hearts and focus our minds on Christ? Father, we pause. Would you hear our prayers? Faithful God, would you give us eyes to see you? Would you give us ears to hear you? Would you give us a heart to receive you? We ask this in your name. Amen. One of the things in this psalm that you read about dwelling and fortress, one of the things and the lies that we have to battle as believers in Jesus is that there is no security that can secure you. This is the lie that we hear all the time that battles in our hearts, is that it's a lie of independence. It's a lie that has begun since the beginning of time, that you can have independence even from God. Like you can have the wisdom you want, just go and get it. That even the lie, the autonomy that we can find and seek and obtain our own freedom, our own life, our own liberty, our own pursuit of happiness. But the reality is that we are created beings dependent on God and one another. Or for some of us, it might just be a lie that you depend on yourself. That you can create your own outcomes, your own results. But the question isn't whether you dwell or not, but who or what you dwell with. Psalm 91 tells this truth. It says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." My question to you is, replace He and God with what in your life? Who is your fortress? In whom are you putting trust and security? This is the question. For the psalmist, it is God. It is in Him that he is putting, a person he is putting his security and his trust in. But for many of us, that could interchange to something else. I found this interesting thing that happens, not for most of us, but in some movies and other places. It's called a safe room. Have you ever heard of these things? These places of isolation, when you go in and when calamity and chaos are at your door, you can go there and secure yourself. And a safe room is a place that you go hide to, you run to. You find security in that you can fight alone and against and put yourself in safety. But in the Psalms, he said, "You are my dwelling place," or the secret place. This is a thing, this is a place that not a lot of us as followers of Jesus or disciples know, that there is in the Lord a secret place, not a safe room, but a secret place. It's in the shadows of His wings. It's not something that you go hide to, but you find yourself in. It's not something that you run from, it's what you live into. It's not somewhere you go and you fight for yourself, but someone fights for you. As disciples of Jesus, we need to find this place. We need to hide in the shadows of the wings where we're not doing it ourselves. But the fact is that so many of us, that Jesus is just one of your plans. But He should be your only plan. Think about that for a second. A plan requires ingenuity. It requires your imagination to think of the possibilities of what could come from what has come or what might be. For some of us, it might be worst case scenario, people, where our job is to plan for the thing that hasn't happened and might never happen, but our plan is to create something that keeps us and allows us to survive in the midst of chaos. It requires us to take the role of God, to foresee all things and plan for all things. But what happens when you don't have a plan for a situation you didn't foresee? Who do you run to? Where do you go? This is what happens to many of us when we are trusting in ourselves and we're depending and dwelling upon ourselves, is that we think an A, a B, a C, a D, or as the A team, they love it when a plan comes together. But I promise you, they never planned for that. But for us, when we read in Psalm 91, it is not something that you just come up with. He is your only plan. If you say the Lord is my refuge, I love that part. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, the place that you abide, that you live into, you settle into, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come to your tent. Now I want to, like, for a second, this doesn't say, like, if you're a follower of Jesus, that nothing, no chaos, no calamity will meet you at your door. For we know that Jesus says that in your life, as followers of me, you will have trouble, but I will be your dwelling. And nothing can touch that which is mine. And so this reality is that sometimes, like, that we say the refuge, we think that it is a place, it is a plan, but it is a person. Clearly the psalmist understands that the Lord is my refuge, that this is a person. This isn't a plan. This isn't an idea. This isn't a location. It is a person that you need to be tethered to, tethered with, that you dwell with a person. Which, to dwell with a person, we're talking about that the rhythms of discipleship, the rhythms of apprenticeship, is that you need to learn to be with Jesus. Just be with Jesus. This is the call. That you don't have a plan for every situation. You have a person for every problem. When you look through your Rolodex of plans and there's nothing there, it's okay because you have Jesus, who can see all things, is before all things. So when you dwell, dwelling isn't just like a good feeling. It isn't a safety or security. It isn't a feeling. Dwelling, it says, is your source of life, both now and forever. One of the things that I find most interesting about Psalm 91, it's actually remarkable. For most of Scripture, the language that is in it is plural. It is we. It is an embodiment of all of us are striving to be in relationship with a God. We want to learn how to be we with God and we with one another. Yet Psalm 91, every single bit of it is in the singular. It is about, this is a personal letter from God to you. This is a personal response from the psalmist that I will dwell. It is made personal. It is not a, hey, everybody, come on, let's learn how to dwell. It's an individual conversation between the psalmist and God. This is what needs to be for us, that you and I need to have an individual conversation with the Lord and say, I want to dwell with you. But one of the most beautiful things is that it follows all the way into verse 14. That the I, speaking from God to the psalmist, to you and I, is still singular. I will rescue them. I will protect them. For they acknowledge my name. They call on me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver them. I will honor them. I will satisfy them. And I will show them my salvation. This is an intimate conversation that you need to have. Dwelling is not about just looking at the ensemble, the community of people gathered together. This is an eye to eye in the same way that you have it with your child or a friend, that you look and when you want to tell them, when you want to convey the worth and the value that you have with them, this is what the Lord is doing with you, saying, I love you, and because you love me, because you have chosen to dwell under the shadow of my wings, I love you, and I will protect you. I will honor you. I will satisfy you. I will show you my salvation. But the Lord doesn't just say it. He shows it. When his people who are fickle, that will never stay and dwell long enough, that they flee to another God, he says, I will come. I will send my son to dwell among you. That Jesus moves and shows first what it means to be a dweller amongst humanity. To instead of just speaking from a distance, but to speaking in proximity to you. That I've come to dwell amongst my people, to know everything and experience everything they have, so that they know that I am not a far removed God, but I am an intimate, personal, loving Father who looks at you eye to eye. And it might be uncomfortable, but it's the only way I can get your attention, to show you that I love you, that I'm there for you. And the most beautiful thing happens post the resurrection, when you think all hope would be lost, that the Lord walks through the walls. When they fear this Jesus, their best friend, who had been living there with them for years, was now no longer going to dwell with them, he breathed on them his spirit to indwell within you. That you and I, in the same way, in the moment that we say, Lord, you are my refuge, you are my strength, you are my Savior, the Spirit of the living God indwells in you. Take a moment that right now, you who have given your life to this Lord, that the Spirit of the living God, the one who stood up all over creation, is indwelling in you as you sit. This is where we find our strength. This is where we find our life, from the source, in the shadow of his wing, in the secret place. The question to us is, how long is it going to take for you to dwell within me again? How long will you wait to come to me in need? And I hear this for myself. Austin, how long will you continue to do it on your own, feeling like you have the strength and the resources and the emotional maturity to do this on your own, when at all you have been made to be dependent on me and not independent from me? Would you join me in prayer? Holy Spirit, you have been speaking since the moment we woke, and even before that. Holy Spirit, we have asked you to open our ears to hear. Speak. What are you saying to us this morning? Holy Spirit, I feel like there's some people in this room or someone that feels like the Lord and the Spirit speak to us, but to never me. For that person and all of us, would you remind us? Would you speak right now? I words over them. Lord, you are our refuge. You are our strength. We ask this in your name. Amen.